Okay, let's call this meeting back to order. We've reached item number 19, results of the 2013 Puget Sound shrimp fishery. Another briefing. Rich Childers, welcome back.
Chair, good morning, Commissioners, Director Anderson, Deputy Director Store. For the record, my name's Rich Childers. I'm the shellfish, Puget Sound shellfish manager for the fish program for the department. And this presentation will be very similar to the presentation that you just heard on Puget Sound crab. And this is the first year that we are doing a briefing as per policy directives on the results of the shrimp fishery. So very similar to the Puget Sound crab. Difference is this is the first briefing under the new policy. So real quick, the outline, I'll go through several key elements of the policy, and that's a policy 3610. And the performance of the Puget Sound non-spot fishery, which is a smaller fishery compared to the spot prawn fishery, which the focus of the presentation will be on spot prawns. And then we're going to have a little bit of a focus discussion on the North Sound or Region 1 spot prawn fishery, because that's where we had a few hiccups this last year, and we've got some ideas for how we're going to proceed in 2014. So the policy, we went through, I worked with a commission back in 2011-12 to revise the, there was two policies at the time. There was a Hood Canal policy and the rest of Puget Sound. And a revised policy, a single policy, was adopted in December of 2012, December 15th. There are conservation and resource protection measures in the policy. The policy does provide for both recreational and commercial fisheries of both spot shrimp and non-spot shrimp. And the non-spot fishery will, as per the policy, will be managed for the recreational fishery to take up to 20% of the state quota or state harvest share in the recreational fishery. For the spot shrimp fishery, the allocation objective overall for all of Puget Sound is 70% recreational and 30% commercial. And again, that's new in the policy that was first adopted in 2012. So 2013 was the first year that we attempted to implement that 70-30 allocation split between the commercial and recreational. Commercial and recreational allocations, as per the policy, are both in regions 1 and 3, and we have the ability to adjust the allocations in regions 1 and 3 between the commercial and recreational in order to achieve that overall 70-30 harvest target or allocation goal. So first, there's a couple of slides on the non-spot fishery. There are six management regions in Puget Sound, each management region with a separate quota. It is a limited entry commercial fishery since 2001, and there's 18 transferable permits in the commercial fishery, and those permits are for the pot fishery, and they're both for non-spot shrimp and for spot shrimp. There's very limited participation by the treaty tribes, almost non-existent, and there's very little recreational effort in, for the non-spot fishery, so little that it's hard for us to estimate what the actual catch is. So in most cases, we're doing a set-aside of so many pounds for the recreational fishery. This shows what the total harvest is versus a commercial harvest for the non-spot fishery throughout Puget Sound. You can see the state quota for non-spot shrimp for in all of Puget Sound was 71,500 pounds, and we're still have room to grow there. And you can see the commercial harvest, or commercial fleet, is taking the bulk of the total harvest. So again, a little bit of recreational effort, but not much. The focus and the recreational is in the spot shrimp, the spot prawn fishery. So now I'm going to shift gears and talk about the spot shrimp fishery. And just for a reference, this is Elliott Bay on opening day of recreational, one of our very popular sites for recreational spot prawn harvest. Again, very similar to the non-spot fishery, we have six management regions. And in the policy that was adopted in 2012, we have commercial and recreational opportunity in regions one, the North Sound, and three, Strait of Juan de Fuca. And the remaining regions two, four, five, and six are reserved for exclusive use of the recreational fishery. There's no commercial, state commercial harvest in those areas. We do have annual harvest quotas for each region that are established through our state tribal harvest agreements, and those quotas do change somewhat from year to year based on test fishery results and performance of the fishery. This shows the total for the tribes and the state. You can see, similar to crab, we're kind of on an upswing there with very good catch rates. The tribal fishery and state fishery, the state fishery did harvest a bit more than the tribes in 2013, and that's primarily due to a tribal overharvest in 2012, where they had to pay back to the resource. So if you look at 2012 and 13, they're probably very, very close to exactly 50-50 sharing. This is similar information, similar graph, but it's just for the state fisheries, state recreational and commercial. And you can see comparing 2012 to 2013, there was additional opportunity provided to the recreational fishery with the revised policy. So we had a higher recreational catch and a drop in the commercial catch. Overall, which was expected. That was one of our projections during the policy review. And this shows our, basically right out of the policy by region, what the policy recreational target was versus what the recreational fishery actually harvested. So for instance, in the north region, there was a recreational harvest target of 80%. The recreational fishery only took 43%, even though it, and I'll go into more detail on that region later. The other remaining regions, we pretty much were on target. There was a little overharvest in a few areas that we will be adjusting next year on the state share. And then in total, as you see, we had a target of 70% for the recreational fishery Puget Sound wide. Ended up harvesting in the recreational fishery 63% rather than 70%, and that's primarily due to the Region 1 situation, which I'll speak in more detail later. This is showing the total number of spot shrimp harvest days, kind of what we expected. The policy was revised in 2012. It provided more recreational opportunities, so it translated into more harvest days for the recreational fishery. It went from 85 total to 153 total harvest days. This shows the number of days the recreational fishery was open by region, and if you look at areas 4, 5, 6, that those are the number of days to take the full allocation of the state share. And then as we move further north, you'll see in region one, there's actually several quota areas there. It's broken up into an eastern and a western section. And the eastern section was open for 13 days, and the recreational fishery took about 90% of the state quota in 13 days, whereas the western area was open for the entire summer, and they didn't achieve what the harvest target was in that area. This shows the ex-vessel value for adjusted to $2,013 dollars for the commercial fleet. And again, as expected, there was a reduction in the overall catch, and that translated to a reduction in the overall ex-vessel value, kind of brought them back closer to the 2011-12 level. So there was a loss of revenue there to the commercial fishery in 2013. So now shifting to talk a little bit about Region 1, that's where we had our biggest challenge under the new policy, that north area, San Juan Islands. As I mentioned, it is divided into an eastern and a western, and you can see in the east there's 7,000 pounds recreational target that was taken in just a few days, 13 days or so of harvesting. In the western region, there was 32,000 pounds allocated to the recreational fishery. This kind of illustrates kind of one of the problems that we saw in West is that the effort was there was a lot of interest up front in that area, and particularly on the weekends. And then once July hit, it looks like people, they just shift gears and they then go crabbing. So we were spending a lot of effort and a lot of money trying to estimate the catch that was occurring in that area. But it was open from May all the way into September. And we adjusted later in the season, we adjusted this, opened it wide open to 7 days per week in that area, but we still weren't getting much participation after crab open. So, as I stated, in the eastern portion, the recreational fishery took the target in 13 days. It was open in the western region for 83 days. And then by mid-August, we were looking at the amount that was allocated to the recreational fishery in order to try to achieve that overall target. 60% of the recreational target was still remaining in mid-August. So we took action there, and we released 17,000 pounds of the state share to the commercial fishery to harvest, because we do have a egg-bearing closure, a conservation closure that starts occurring in mid-September or so. So without releasing those pounds to the commercial fishery, we would have not taken the state's allocation from that region. So what we're looking at for our adjustments, and we have the flexibility in the policy to do this, is in making a few changes in 2014 to how we allocate in regions 1 and 3. So, and I worded this to say we're going to provide additional opportunity. That may not be the case, but what we're really doing is kind of moving some pounds around. So we're going to right up front provide the commercial fishery pre-season. They'll know that they got an additional 9,000 pounds to harvest in that western portion of Region 1. And then do the same thing, but for the recreational fishery in Region 3, where we had we did take the full allocation, so we'll provide more opportunity for the recreational fishery in Region 3 and more for the commercial right up front in Region 1 West. We're also going to open the western part 7 days a week and go from that right off the get-go to provide more opportunity. I suspect that this measure will get us closer to the 70-30, but maybe not all the way, and we could end up, again, releasing some pounds to the commercial fishery from that western portion if it comes to mid-August or so and there's still share remaining. So in summary, we had the recreational fisheries were open in all regions of Puget Sound. Commercial fishery were open in Region 1 and 3 as outlined in the policy. Overall, the recreational fishery harvested 63% of the state quota, and the policy directs us to try to target 70%, so we're going to make some changes in 2014 to try to achieve that. We did release 17,000 pounds from the recreational share to the commercial fleet in late August from Region 1 West, And as I stated, we're planning to make some adjustments in 2014 to try to get us closer to that overall 70-30 allocation. And I will answer any questions.
Very nice. Any questions? Well, I had one. You mentioned in your last presentation that the quota will be going up for crab. And that's the indication from the negotiations with the co-managers. Is that an ocean conditions kind of phenomenon? And what's happening with shrimp?
Yeah, and to answer the crab, there's two, the Seattle area, Marine Area 4, and South Marine Area 13. What we're seeing is particularly in Marine Area 4, the recreational fisheries harvesting is the entire state share in the summer months. And then the tribes are, I think the tribes only had about a five-day fishery. And they harvested their share. Then we looked at test fisheries after the fishery closed, and there's still lots of crab. Similar situation in Marine Area 13. The recreational fishery has not been able to catch its share in Marine Area 13. I'm talking crab now. So we're working with the tribes in both those areas to increase the quotas a bit and provide more upfront opportunity for the recreational fishery before the treaty fishery starts. Similar situation in shrimp. We seem to be riding a very good abundance. We're not sure exactly what's going on out there, but it's quite phenomenal sometimes, as you can see some of these test fishery pots, that we go out after the quotas have been taking, and that's where we really focus our test fisheries in these areas, is like when the quotas are taking, how many females are left on the ground, and we're seeing just phenomenal catches. What's driving that? We could only speculate.
Do you speculate? What do you speculate?
I think it may be adjustments in the predators, the amount of predators that, you know, there's been changes there with some problems we're having with some of the stocks of salmon and so forth. So perhaps because the predators are down, particularly the predators on the larvae, that we're seeing both crab and shrimp kind of on the upswing. That's a speculation.
Is it a Cabazon problem?
Yeah.
Commissioner Kehoe.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Rich, I have a question about the decision in shifting some of the shifting, like you described, from Area 1 to Area 3. And this is the first year that we've undertaken this, you know, that the policy's been implemented, correct?
That's correct.
So, and Commissioner Carpenter and I were talking about this. And I think you mentioned in your testimony something to the effect that in Region 1 or Area 1 that you saw part of the reason why you thought you didn't see, you know, more effort or more participation was a shift over to crab. Is that right?
That's what we think is happening.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it? It's also possible, though, too, that this is in the first year and that perhaps there wasn't a lot of, you know, knowledge about the additional opportunities. Is that fair to say as well?
Yes.
So I guess my thought would be, or my question is, did the department consider just, you know, status quo for one more year to see, you know, kind of what the outcome might be after another year under the belt, and then, you know, instead of just one year making a pretty, you know, substantial shift from Area 1 to Area 3.
We did consider that. We considered several options, and, you know, we work closely with advisory groups on this, and what we looked at is, well, we could let it go another year, but we're pretty sure we're just not going to see that effort up in One West to take that full 32,000 pounds, particularly if it goes into July. We're going to see the, you know, in May and June, it might be a robust fishery. So we thought, okay, we looked at the policy and we have the flexibility there to make some adjustments. And by doing this, it will provide more harvest days in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, which closed, it closed midsummer. It closed pretty early. So it'd provide a few more days in the Strait and perhaps less days up in Region 1 West. And, you know, I won't say this is supported across the board by both advisory groups. The recreational advisory groups like this approach. The commercial would rather not see quite the shift. They like the release of the pounds, you know, up in 1 West. So I think this is kind of what I would call a middle ground that we will try. I think it's going to work. I don't think we're going to see the western area close down early because of this. But I will be reporting back next year on how this worked.
Just a quick follow-up, Madam Chair. So with the shift to Area 3, are you expecting to attract more anglers to the area, different anglers? Or, I mean, you're going to be able to track that? Or is it rather, you know, the existing anglers are going to catch more?
We will track, we do flyovers, boat counts, buoy counts, effort surveys, and so forth. What we won't know is if, are we seeing just more trips for the same individuals
right.
that we're seeing out there, or will there be more? We won't know that.
To me, from my perspective, I think that would be an important piece of information to have to see if this was really kind of fulfilling the commission's, you know, policy or objectives with the policy. But anyway, thanks.
Thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To kind of echo a little bit what Commissioner Kehoe said, I think, and I'm not challenging the decision made by you or the advisory groups, but I think there was an awareness issue on that western section of the San Juans because I heard it quite a lot after the fact, and I just reiterate what Bob said. So.
Thank you.
Anything else? Great. Thank you.
Thank you.